Hey guys, and welcome back to another chilling episode of Royal Cast After Dark, the podcast where we dwell deep into unsolved crimes from the past. I am your host, Kat, and along with my co-hosts, Alex and Drew, and today we're going to unveil the mysterious surrounding one of the most haunting cases in American history, the 1957 Boy in a Box. So let's see who is this boy in the box.
Go.
Yo.
What's goody?
This man, Alex, where is this man, bro?
Where's Mimi?
Mimi.
Oh, Mimi. Yo, this AC is litty. Yo, where's Mimi?
I don't know. I sent the link.
Mimi. Oh, he changed it back to Alex.
Yeah.
Change it back to Alex. No Mimi. Yeah. I can't hear you.
You can?
Oh, now I can.
I can hear you.
I was about to say, bruh.
You having a massacre over there?
Bro, nah. This weather beating my ass.
That's why I live in the cold.
Bro, I'll trade you.
But now, we're going to talk about the boy in the box, which I kind of researched a little bit more, and recently they found out who he is.
Oh.
Coincidence.
Motherfucker.
Coincidence.
You told me earlier no one knew who he was.
Bro.
And no one knew, right, Alex? Well, we researched.
When we researched, all he knows is that it was a boy that was lost. They put into the box. It was a murder case. Like, no one realized who the kid was.
Yeah, that's why when I was looking at my phone and I was like searching, it said, oh, he was kind of found who he was. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, the day we're doing this shit is when the day that I found out that they already knew who the fuck this little boy was.
That's crazy.
That's coincidence. But on February 25th, 1957, El Diablo, that man is probably like 80 years old by now. So, a grim discovery shocked the tiny community of Fox Chase. To be honest, I saw Fox Chase. Fox News.
Honestly, I would mistake that too.
Right? Because Fox Chase is the same shit. Suburb in Philadelphia? I want to visit Philadelphia. So, a young boy's lifeless body was found inside a cardboard box disregarded in a remote patch of woods. That's like the number one thing I don't like is woods, but okay. Innocent child became known as the boy in the box, and has no one ever come forward to claim him or reveal his true identity, which I thought his parents were dead at this point, to be honest with you. Because, like, how one came forward for a missing child?
When that came out, I feel like that kid was just an orphan at this point, because...
That's what I thought, too.
In an instant, like, yeah.
It's like, how is no? His parents must have died. He was an orphan.
Right.
But even like an orphanage, actually, like, look for a child. Well, it depends on kind of orphanage, because some of them are horrible. But I think they would. They would. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's crazy though. To think about, like, if there's a kid just missing at any point in time. And it does not even seem like you already know it doesn't have a family.
Or this is my next theory. He was an alien.
What?
How can no one reveal or come forward for a child. Unless he's an alien. I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, unless he doesn't have an immediate family, too. Like, just saying that, too.
Like, anyways. It was in 1957, so imagine, like, how much publicity this was. It really is not compared to what now.
Right.
So this man probably face was on a fucking cardboard box of a milk carton.
Yeah, you're right.
Because back in the day, that's how they usually, like, get missing people or wanted people. They would place it on milk cartons, which I still don't get why.
Or just do flyers around the city, too.
Yeah, they do that, but the milk carton thing, I still don't know why.
Yeah.
But yeah, go Alex.
Our investigation began with the day of a young teenage made a heart-wrenching discovery. Exploring the woods near Susquehanna Road, little did he know that his life would be forever be changed in the sight that he encountered. For me, honestly, like a teenager, yeah, or a kid.
Okay, you know, the word that you say, where the road is, I thought it was Sasquatch.
Sasquatch? Isn't it Susquehanna?
What?
Susquehanna sounds like Sasquatch.
Where are you getting Sasquatch from?
Oh,
I don't know. Just Sasquatch just popped in my head.
When I was reading that, I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, no, Susquehanna.
Susquehanna.
Anyway, like, as an average teen or a kid, you know, I was also a curiosity, you know, like curiosity peaks, you know, you want to wonder, you want to get the blood flowing. But to go in the woods by yourself, like, that kid is a brave soul.
Oh, no, he had balls.
Yeah, he was a brave soul.
Because I would have been like, nah, you go ahead and die. I saw a lot of movies. I saw Jason. I saw Freddy Krueger. You know, I saw the Boogeyman. No, I'm good. Right. Ask Andrew when we went to DR and they wanted to do the hike. I said, I'll stay here to call the embassy. If anything happens, if you don't come back in like an hour, I'm calling the embassy. No.
At this point, I would have just got my own ticket and fly back.
I wish I could have just took the whole car because anybody in DR could fucking drive. Shit.
From the witness of the teenager, I was just out exploring, you know, like kids do. Then I stumbled upon this box. It was really strange, like covered in with dead leaves or dirt, like someone had hidden it away. I decided to open it. Is that? My body was shaking with the nerves and fear of what I just encountered. I'll never forget what I saw. Honestly, if
that
I just
man
saw,
is traumatized.
That's what I was saying. Like, I would have been shaking. I would have dipped the fuck out immediately. I would not sit down.
Imagine if it was like a Hispanic, like, Diablo, lo macaro.
El matatán.
I'm weak.
Bro, I thought you said el masipan.
Masipan, ojita, nah, but I'm like, it's a serious conversation, but this is how Hispanics will react because we don't like react in a serious way to like camouflage the seriousness of it. But that would be literally a Hispanic, like el diablo.
That's what I'll say. I feel like Drew over here would just open his fucking big ass eyes. El diablo.
Yo, I see his face. I fucking see his face. Like, diablo, carajo, coño.
Bro, your dad will literally be in the background. Papi, ¿qué estás mirando?
He'll dead as just be like, ¿y qué pasó? Diablo, lo cogieron.
Damn. No tenía tiempo para correr.
Damn, but like in a box, like in a Pacific area in the woods, in a box.
Right.
Yo, the fucking person who did this must be really freaking happy because they didn't even get caught for all these years.
I mean, honestly, I mean in the woods. No one goes in the woods. This guy, this teenager is brave for the fucking people.
And this is the thing, because he says it was there for like, it looked like it was there for like a while. So imagine like the weather and like if it was raining or snowing. Type of DNA on that box would have been gone.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And then the decomposing of the body also would have been gone.
Oh, even there for like what, a month, 2 months, that body's like desecrated. That body just boom, gone.
Yeah, and especially with the weather, because the weather plays a lot into it. And there's another thing about the woods. It's most no, I think it was like the woods in the swamp, that in a certain part, I think it was North Carolina or Georgia, I think around there, that if anyone like dies in the swamps or woods and they place it on someone, they will not take it as a court, because apparently anything could happen in the woods, the swamp, nature kills people. So they, if they say like, you saw the show, I think I showed you the Where the Crawdad Sings.
No.
So it became a Netflix show. I literally showed this to this man.
You did not send it, show it to me, bro.
Yes, I even had the book, dumbass.
I don't read.
You literally asked me what it was. But anyways, this dude died in the swamp, and they blamed one of the girls that lived in the swamp. But the court didn't take it, because anything could happen in the swamp. He could have fell and cracked his head because it was muddy. He could have hit, or an animal could have fucking attacked him. So anything that happens within the woods or the swamp is not considered murder. It's considered part of nature.
Damn. So if you die in the atmosphere, you're just kind of fucked at that point.
Basically, they literally just told people how to get away with fucking murder. Nah, literally, because when I heard that, I'm like, damn. Y'all just put every murderer out there how to murder people whatsoever.
Right.
Because, that's crazy.
Well, that might become what messed up.
All right, bro.
Andrew, go.
The boy's body was wrapped in a flannel blanket, his face beaten and unrecognizable. It was clear that he had suffered greatly before his untimely... Bro, I thought that said ultimately.
Matt said he's about to pull an ultimate auto.
He's about to be ultimate prime.
Bro, untimely death. The police were immediately notified, and damn, where was this at then? Because bro, most police, they be like, okay, we're coming. 30 minutes past, they still on the road.
Andrew, no, these are white people.
Yeah, I was going to say, back there, bro, the race and that, like, we're not going to go into that, but like, that was crazy.
Yeah, the race dealt a lot with the police stuff like that.
Well, fuck it. And then an investigation was launched to fight and blah, blah, find any leads that might identify the young victim.
Well, like I said, a lot of like back in the day was race. So this has to be sure. Like white people. He probably was a white person. And plus, I think if I was like a cop back in the day and I heard a kid was in a box in the woods, I think I'll be interested in what the fuck happened.
To me, if I heard that, instant immediate thought in my head is, oh, he's talking about the jack-in-the-box.
But nah, that's kind of crazy. Like, he got beaten up. Like, damn.
Bro,
who the hell beats the child? Like,
bro, he got boxed up and stuff.
Nah, but you never know how the child was. I mean, shit, he got beaten up true. For Polly, like, for something.
There's like, you know, crazy kids nowadays that you just want to whack them because they get on your last nerve.
But bro, I feel like you would just whack everyone that sits your eye, to be honest.
Bro.
Yo, but beating his face that is unrecognizable, bro.
Yeah.
He must have
did that. Motherfucker probably did some shit that affected his whole bloodline, bro. Like, bro. Bro.
That's like, really hit the Mayweather.
There's no way he beat him up so bad for no reason, bro. Something to do with his ancestors, with his grandma. I don't know.
Nah, man's didn't make him breakfast.
I don't know, but yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy, but like,
kind of.
Bro,
being to death, left in that atmosphere, bro, let his body to rot there. Probably fucking squirrels eating it by now, like
raccoons, bro, that's possums.
I think that fucking body disintegrated by now.
inheritance, Andrew. This is the 1950s. We wasn't even fucking born. Papi wasn't even fucking born, my guy.
Damn, this is ancient time we're talking about now.
Ancient time? Mama was fucking born, Thomas.
She's ancient.
Grandma is not no eight. Been trying to be. I can't not with you.
Not no mummy yet.
I'm weak. Continue this shit, bro.
Our research because I was reading something else.
Yo,
our
research for a into, second.
Into the case. New York was coming out. Our research.
Oh
gosh.
Oh,
our research into the case brought us to Detective Frank Bender. What the fuck is this shit? Ren owned.
Who changed
a re-owned forensic artist known for his skill in reconstructing faces from select skeletal remains. He dedicated his life to giving unidentified victims their names back. Bro.
That's just too funny.
He's a bender.
He's a bender.
Bro, he's one of the avatars.
He's a renown.
Nah, they put a renown because he was getting his airbending renewed.
he had to renown his bending, you don't know.
Renown, bro, that's crazy.
Nah. Bender.
Bro.
How is he first of all, how is he stable enough? Because he has to see dead bodies and actually to like design the faces.
First of all, how are you stable enough to see the faces and sketch them? Like, if I saw that, I would just be like, yeah, I think it's time for me to go home. I'm taking the day off.
When I see like that, those type of people do it like in the shows, they're just like eating their fucking Chinese food while looking at the dead body and designing. And I'm like, how can you eat?
Man, looking like spaghetti got him hungry.
Just like the people, the people from the morgue?
Yeah.
Those are the most fucked up people because they're like happy go holly. And they're like dissecting a fucking body while eating fucking Chinese and having a whole fuck conversation. And I'm like, so you're not concerned that you're opening a dead body?
See, for them it's easier because they've been playing Operation all their lives. So it just
Someone said I could play Operation and I'll be a fucking dude in the morgue. I don't think it works like that. I don't think it beeps if you made a wrong decision. I don't know. That shit's crazy. But Mr. Bender, Detective Frank Bender, aka Airbender, he stated when he saw the remainings of the boy in the box, it was a heart-wrenching sight, but he was determined to help him give a face and a chance to recognize and give his justice. I don't know how. If his face is unrecognizable, he a skeleton. I don't know how he put skin onto the face, but está bien.
I think he used the AI.
AI in 1957?
That's
1957.
Crazy.
AI.
You never know.
They use the coloring books and they just put it over the body.
Yo, AI, this man that I said AI in 1957, where they put fucking missing people on a fucking milk carton. The fuck? Imagine you just like chilling and you see your face in the carton. Like, what the fuck?
Now, see, when they get the body, they have the thing in the back of the skeleton, like out of the back of the skull. It's a QR code. You scan it and it shows the face. I think that's how they got him.
I don't know how they got him recently, but Mr. Detective over here, with his remarkable efforts to lead to a creation of clay bust, this man really went to clay. He really made like a, you know those like you mold the clay
sculptures, yeah.
That's what he did. because he couldn't get a motherfucking face. The fuck?
I mean, what is he claiming? Like, all he's putting together is another skeleton.
I don't know, but I think, like, he got the, like, actual skeleton of the face and just, like, modeled clay it.
Right.
But he did this to put it widely in newspapers and televisions. Oh, he didn't put it in milk cartons, but that being. The hope that someone was somewhere and recognized the face of the boy and provide crucial information that could crack this case wide fucking open, which it never did until 2023.
Which is actually crazy. All these decades just passing by and still not even a clue who the person was. Like,
nah, and this man going free, whoever the fuck did it.
For real. Man,
that's fucking crazy.
He's probably like, ah, bitches, I'm free. I could be the one to tell you how to murder a bitch.
Nah, by that time, I'm pretty sure that guy dead too. What was this?
Well, it's 1957, so that man is muerto by now.
Either he dead or he about to be on his deathbed.
He's just old.
Yeah, you're right.
In a fucking home with no memory.
Nah, he probably like,
I'm 25. I'm already getting dementia.
El diablo.
Wait, you just said you're getting dementia?
At 25, I'm already forgetting. I'm like, yo, did I use the bathroom already? I don't fucking know.
Nah, you see, you're 25 with dementia. I don't know about that. I have traumatic amnesia, but it's okay, you know.
Bro. Anyways, despite the extensive media coverage and the surge of tips for the concerning citizens, the investigation hit one dead end after another. See, at that point, I feel like everyone was going against the cops because, like, they weren't even doing shit to even, you know what I mean? Like, if they were doing the sculpture with the clay, like, I get it. They're doing the best they can back in the day, but, like, to not finding answers or clues of any of that. Yeah.
Because I believe, like, people back in the day, they didn't really, like, care. It's like I always say, like, back in the day, like, right now, a lot of people care, and it's that Generation Z care way too much and are too sensitive. Right. Because back in the day, like, we could have said the most fucking racist, fucking craziest shit. Nobody would give a fuck.
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody would give a actual fuck.
Yeah.
But now you say that, it's like, oh, why the fuck you say that? You fucking racist. You fucking, disrespectful. And it's like, yeah, too sensitive. So I think back in the day, they really didn't give a fuck. It was like, oh, yeah, another child died. Okay.
Yeah, so they didn't want to
be. They didn't want to be included as a suspect into this case.
True.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, if I do say something, it's like, I'm a suspect because I probably...
Right.
I'm saying something. So I think that's how they do it. Not how they did it, but possibly. I don't know.
With the lack of these leads and the absence of the solid identity of the victim, that made it extremely difficult for law enforcement to make any significant progress. Yeah. For the cops, you know, standpoint, I feel like I would be fucking frustrated for that shit. Like, you know, you're doing your job, but at the same time, you know.
Now, I'm going to hold you on this. I literally saw the photo of this child, his forehead was fucking huge. I'm not gonna hold you.
See, they could have just put a photo of a potato and be like, hey, yo, that's the kid.
Yo, his forehead is huge. Like, he is, I think this is the clay thing that they did for him. But his head looks huge.
Nah.
I don't know if the fucking clay Mr. Bender over here fucked up his whole face.
Fender Bender.
Yo, what happened to the kid? It's a Fender Bender.
I am done with you.
Bro. Because, I mean, as time goes by, I mean, yeah, the body's going to disintegrate, but damn, like, how the fuck you going to get a dad like that?
He was 4 years old.
Bro.
Okay, I take it back. 4 years old, I don't know what you did at 4 years old, but I don't think you do that something that serious to get beaten up that well.
For real.
He was born
January 13,
1953. Man, that's crazy.
And yeah, so he died in 1957.
Se murió.
What a la hupana.
I'm weak. As
time goes by, his years turned into decades, and the case of the boy in the box slowly faded from the public eye. but the memory of this tragic event continued to haunt and get chills to the minds of those who determined to find answers. See, I've seen for that, like, the people, like, probably his neighbors or someone, like, the people that had to know the kid, you know, they still wonder what the fuck happened, but, like...
Yeah, because it's, like, if he was, like, in front of the house, because I'm guessing a four-year-old is not going to be roaming around the fucking neighborhood by himself.
Right.
He probably was kidnapped in front of their lawn or something, or...
And I'm still confused over the immediate family.
Crazy. Something in front of his lawn is insane.
No, but there's a lot of cases of kids getting kidnapped right in front of their lawn.
Oh, but haven't you seen those movies? Like, you know, I don't know if this is true or not, but like, man, those ice cream trucks, man, they'd be crazy.
Yo, there was this one. I saw the this one case. It wasn't a case because it was just like something traumatic the child went through. There were three kids and they were literally just playing in the front yard, just playing, roaming around, playing, and old kids do. And one of the oldest kid kept seeing a fucking van just passing by, which he found it fucking odd that a van would, like, do so many U-turns and just slowly pace where they were. That's so crazy. He went, while he was getting up, the van opened the door, gets them, but he took both of his siblings and ran straight to the door, just like this other one also that was like recently. And you gonna die how the fuck they fucked up the fucking dude. He came in a van. Mother was upstairs, right? His the sister was outside. The brother from his window that was facing the yard saw that some random dude was holding sister trying to get her into the van. This man got a huge ass marble and a shot and fucked that man in the head.
Bro. Yo,
he Bro. From the distance of his bedroom on the second floor, slung that shit to that man, and that man dipped, and his sister went into the room.
See, well, he's probably saw the movie Sandlot, and he was like, yo, I'm prepared for this damn day right now. Hold on.
Yo, when I saw that, I was like, nah, you gotta be playing. Like, literally got a whole marble. He seen his sister getting kidnapped, got a marble, got his slingshot, and said, bam. And the dude got hit right in his forehead, the middle of his forehead, that he fell to the ground.
Man was ready for
that. Man was determined. He was determined. He was like, this is the day that I do this shit right now.
It's today.
Yo, when I saw it, I was like, damn. And there's a lot of cases like that. So that could probably happen to him. So I don't know.
Nah, it's crazy.
Well, I'm going to kill somebody with a rock. Damn.
Man's going to focus on the person. I am the rock.
Nah. Use that fucking hail that was happening in Texas.
Oh, yeah, that hail is crazy.
Yo, that hail is huge. And like, we saw like a big one, like that, bigger than our hands, was smacking. My dad was like, Diablo, dale con eso y eso ya se muere.
No, when my mom saw that shit on the noticias, bro, she's like, yo, I'm gonna go take a cup and put that shit in my cerveza. I was like, bro.
I'm weak. Andrew, go.
Nah, that's it, too funny. Espérate. Okay. Recently, new developments have reignited interest in the case. Advances in forensic technology have allowed investigators to revisit evidence from the crime scene and re-examine the physical remains. DNA analysis techniques not available at the time of the initial investigation have opened up new possibilities for identifying the victim and potentially tracing his lineage.
See, well, I'm guessing that's why they got the clay, huh?
First of all, well, I don't know why they didn't like do DNA at first. Because
people,
I think
it's not smart, you know.
It's because they had too much clay, they need to use it.
Yo, where but this clay? Yo, Fender Bender, stop using clay.
Mads went to Walmart, got a whole Play-Doh set, came back with it.
He said Play-Doh. Wait, did even Play-Doh exist during that time?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm not from that time, so I don't know.
Go to that timeline.
Bro, no one's from that time here.
I bet I'll just run back in time. All
right, bro. Continue, bro.
Otra vez. Today, we stand on the brink of a breakthrough. Crime investigators has been in contact with the Philadelphia Police Department's Cold Case Unit, who have promised to share any updates as soon as they become available. We remain hopeful that justice will finally prevail for the boy in a box.
And like 20 minutes ago,
pretty much just stick a middle finger outside.
20 minutes ago, we found out that his name is Joseph Augusto.
Wait, y'all see the movie Charlie with the Chocolate Factory? Augustus too. That was that kid.
Bro. Yo, Zerline? That's his name? Well, his name is Joseph Augusto. I don't know. They just found out recently. Is that kind of coincidence that we were doing this and all of a sudden Augusto. They find out. It's been 65 years. Oh, he would have been 65.
He's not aging yet.
He's not aging at all.
You're getting this.
He's stuck at 4.
Oh.
All right.
Nah, but they recently this year found out who he was. He would have been 66 years old.
66.
No, I mean, like, with the information they add, you know.
Oh,
like,
and his parents. I don't know why, but it's like his parents, Mary Elizabeth Plankton. Dan Plankton.
Ayo.
Plankton had a wife.
Plankton.
Bro, the computer, the calculator.
Oh yeah, no.
But
like, damn.
And his resting place is actually in Ivy Hill Cemetery, and Cedar Brook, Philadelphia.
I mean, at least he has a proper resting place now, but like,
damn,
it's just crazy. All these damn decades.
It took 65 years to actually figure out who this little boy was.
All last decade.
Bro, this man was like me, bro, because I had no ID for so long.
Man, was now he got to the radar. He's like, the feds are on to get me.
Bro, I had no ID, expired passport.
Bro, you were living under the radar. You thought the government was out to get you.
Yo, he was off the grid.
Bro. Nah, but for the cops to have the information, not like give it out to the public or like just telling them like this literally information, like, oh, we'll get it to you as soon, you know, we're doing the best we can. Like that's just honestly a fuck you to the citizens. To be honest.
Kind of is. But then like a lot of people did, like, where were the parents?
Yeah,
like was on all vacation. The research all the research that I found, there was like no mentions of the parents, no nothing.
Right.
Nobody knew who this boy was. So parents, like, you didn't know your child was missing.
I mean, there's probably no intermediate family. There's probably the neighbor that was just watering her plants that noticed.
For real, you never know.
I don't know, but that's a crazy case.
Man, it's crazy.
Nah, but the next cases I got for you guys, crazy. I think Alex, I showed you one that was crazy.
Yeah, that one was damn fucking crazy.
Like the first one or the second one?
The first one.
Oh, the one with the Japanese dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that one is crazy, Andrew. Yo,
that one's fucking crazy.
I told him everything. He's like, what the fuck? And then the other one that I'm like hiffy about doing because I don't want to get threatened because someone's going to get hit.
Look at what I told you. If anything happens, we can just send Andrew over here, you know, to scream at top of his lung at him in the
La
face.
Madrina.
Yo, Madrina.
Yeah.
Yo, we got fucking, we got like a whiteboard, right?
So I decided to get a whiteboard so we can stop asking each other, yo, is there anything we need to buy for the kitchen, the food and all this shit? So I'm like, yo, stop asking me and look at the refrigerator. So I got a fucking whiteboard so they can write it and I can write it and he and my dad can write it so we can stop asking each other the fucking questions. This man goes and writes on the fucking shit, tu madrina. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Nah.
Now y'all communicating old school, bro. Like, my family communicates without even a fucking like word being said, but we'd be texting, but like, all right, on my way.
I'm weak. Nah, but that's just Andrew's too much.
Yeah, it's funny though.
So we found out who the boy in the box is.
I ghost
after a whole decade.
I ghost.
That's a fucking fact after a whole decade.
Bro, this man was moving like fucking James Bond, bro.
Well, man, moving like you under the radar. He was
3 feet 6 inches.
Under the radar. A cuánto?
Uh-huh.
3 feet 6 inches.
He was a big ass baby.
Andrew, he was 4 years old. I think 3 feet is fine. I think 3 feet is fine.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
That's a 4 year old. How tall do you want the 4 year old to be?
Out of 6 feet already.
I mean, yeah.
3 feet is so small.
Oh, I've seen. No offense, but I've seen Hispanics like that.
El Diablo.
Well, Mexicans are mostly like that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, my old coworker, I think she's Mexican. And she's, like, shorter than me.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
5'3", 5'2".
Damn.
You're taller than my sister. Five, so you're, like, 5'3".
Yeah.
And you're the same height as my middle sister.
I thought you about to say my madrina.
No. She's taller than my madrina.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Her and my mom are the same height, 5 foot.
Damn, I'm telling you.
That my dad's taller.
Yeah.
Someone he's taller than for the first time in forever.
Now the question is your dad taller or my dad taller?
How tall is your dad?
5'6".
Oh, for sure. My dad's a fucking miniatura compared to him.
Yo, he's gonna be like, why are you disrespecting him, my guy?
Yo, bro. I remember Kat was calling him, right? And he was like it forever. And then I was like,
Zeminja?
No. I was like, yo sé que tú estás viejo, pero come on, man. And then he's coming. He's like, yo tengo que hacer algo. Don't say algo, and they were like, what? You're like, por tu hablando. I'm like, oh,
I'm like, oh, you dying today. One day you gonna find Andrew under his bed
because of death, disrespecting his dad's height and age.
Bro, your dad's gonna be at your funeral. Por papi, ¿por qué lo hiciste?
It was just a joke.
Yeah.
Like this whole day we were dying, bro.
That's bad.
Yo, so bro, I went to
Massa days, Massa days.
How I went to my therapy, right? And I'm like, I'm texting Andrew from my computer. I'm like, hey, bring me my medicine that I need to show my therapist. So he goes,
you forgot the ASAP part. ASAP.
ASAP. ASAP. This man comes in and opens the bottle. Give me a pill. And I'm like, no. Give me the whole bottle. I need the name. He's like, my therapist goes, hi. And I'm like, he can't hear you. I have the headphones on, my guy. Yeah. And then Andrew's like, did your therapist see me? I'm like, no. He saw the Holy Ghost. Bro,
but you had your phone at a high ass angle.
Bro, she was taking a selfie.
You could see everything, bro.
But when I seen that, I'm like, yo, bro, what the fuck? Why is he been so high?
Cause that's how you do where you do the interviews in professional ways.
Bro, I'm about to put my damn camera on the damn ceiling and face it down.
For real.
Oh, I can't.
You want to talk to me? I'm going to look up.
I cannot. Nah, but this dude.
Nah, that shit's funny.
Nah, and it's still raining?
Is it?
Nah, it's not. It's
fucking sunny as hell here, bro. My nose be bleeding.
Bro.
My nose is on its period.
Bro, the fucking tornado shit in fucking Florida. It's crazy.
It's also in Texas. Texas had like 4 fucking tornadoes.
Oh, dude, near me in Tulare County, we got a severe thunderstorm fucking warning, and it's coming over here to my area. So watch out, coyotes. You need to stay inside.
I'm weak. But let's end this right here. We found out who the boy in the box, even though we didn't go out and do shit.
We did. Search the web.
I can't. So we're going to end this here. We're going to call each other. And then you're going to tell us about your coyote-infested tornado thunderstorm shit.
Gross. I got you.
Oh, and then we're going to tell you about how fucked up Texas is right now.
I got you.
I ain't so deuces.
Bye-bye. Right.
Goodbye.
That brings us to the end of this episode of Royal Cast After Dark. So we encourage anyone with we did encourage anyone with information, but since we found out that he is named and also found his family, we are grateful that he gets to finally rest. And yeah, I see you guys every Friday at 11 p.m. Deuces!